Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With property partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.
And she's in studio. And if this was only smell-o-vision, if you could smell, because she brought cookies. Aisling, how are you?
I'm great, Maria. Yes, I brought cookies and it is, the smell is addictive, isn't
it's
it?
It's just so nice.
Yeah, and these cookies are very, I suppose, special cookies in that they're the best cookies you're going to get. I have worked with many cookie recipes over the years, and ones that work and ones that don't work. And we all, I think, know the supermarket when you walk in and you get that signature hit of that cookie smell and you're drawn to the back, to the bakery section. This is my very best attempt at a copycat recipe of that. And I mean, you can smell it. It almost smells identical when you walk in.
You have no idea how I'm resisting just snatching that cookie up.
We'll eat.
Cramming it into me, God.
Oh, we will. We will definitely eat.
Did we always have cookies? Because cookies to me sound American. Does something specifically define a cookie?
Yeah, they are very, very American in terms of, I suppose, you know, you have your English and your very British biscuit, you know, and we would have had a digestive biscuit and a rich tea biscuit, and we would have had our oaty biscuits, particularly shortbread coming Scottish. The cookie then is very high sugar. There's normally your chocolate chips in it. It's normally slightly bigger. So yeah, there is kind of those differences, I suppose, in what a cookie is technically. Okay. And it's your ratios of your sugar and your butter and your flour is essentially where you're going with it. Yeah.
Okay. Are they hard to make?
They're not hard to make. As long as you have a really good solid recipe, which is what I have brought today. And excellent. I think that's sometimes with baking, that can be the tricky thing that so many people, when it fails or it doesn't work out, it's, I can't be doing this.
I'm not a good baker.
Yeah, and you get annoyed with yourself and the recipe and then you give up. So that's the thing I hate. I want people to cook. I want people to cook from scratch. And I suppose these are treat cookies. This is not an everyday cookie. This is a I'm going to treat myself cookie, because they're big and they're delicious. And like, if you go to my website, aislinglarkin.ie, there's beautiful recipes for what I call my breakfast cookies, and they're full of oats and they've got wholemeal flour and they've got less sugar in them, and they're like an alternative to a bowl of cereal in the morning, and they're your good cookies. But these are not your everyday cookies. These are your treat cookies. So it's that discernment
right up
piece.
My street.
Yeah, it is. It's that discernment piece. I think that's really important. So once you have a really good cookie, savour it and enjoy it. So what I'm going to do is kind of talk you through some of the technicalities, I suppose, of the places that maybe you would have made mistakes in the past, or what are the crucial steps to getting the ingredients right for making these cookies. So if we start, I suppose, a couple of key little pieces of equipment, and I've brought props, as I do, and I'm going to show you, because I'm going to try and describe it. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the attachment for your food mixer. So we all, like, this is a stand mixer, your food mixer, your cake mixer, and this is called your paddle attachment. So it's like almost like a spearhead or an arrow, and it's got little kind of gaps in it. So normally all of these mixers come with a whisk, they come with a kind of a swirly one, which is a dough hook, and then they come with this paddle attachment, and people never know what's what. And the whisk one goes in and it stays in for 20 years and it never really comes out, and this like floats around in a drawer. This is your paddle attachment. That's what you use for cookies. So you start by creaming your butter and your sugar together. The other top tip is your spatula. That is your best friend. You have to scrape down the dough off the edges of the bowl as you go. If you don't, you're not going to break down the sugar enough and it's not going to cream. So this creaming process is where you're breaking down the granules of sugar and it's turning out light and fluffy and aerated. And what happens, particularly with those stand mixers, is, and it's really annoying, but the dough or the whatever your cake mixture is, your cookie mixture, it starts to stick to the edges of the bowl. You have very little at the bottom, so actually very little of the actual mixing is happening. Scrape down that bowl. Stop. Scrape down the bowl. And my third little tool that I have is my scoop out of my porridge, or your flour that you get. So a lot of boxes of flour and bags of porridge will have a little scoop. So technically these cookies, and again it comes down to, they're 60 grams of cookie dough each. So this recipe makes 12 cookies. This weighs about 65 grams, 70 grams. So that's what makes your perfect even scoop as you go. So they're not all irregular in shape. They work. So it's a really great little tool. Sometimes people use an ice cream scoop, but this one, I have tons of these at home. So
and
I thought
you
was
made
a great little trick.
Those big cookies with that little scoop.
With that. So that one scoop of dough makes that giant cookie. So that's how much they spread out. And we're going to get to that in a second. So I suppose in terms of ingredients, sugar, first thing. Caster sugar, granulated sugar, brown sugar. They're kind of your main options. I go with a combination of caster sugar and brown sugar. Why? The brown sugar gives this caramelly note, almost molasses, so it gives a slightly deeper caramel flavour to it. I don't use all brown sugar because brown sugar is hygroscopic, which means that it tends to absorb some of the moisture from the air and a little bit of the water. That's what makes your cookies go a little bit soggy after a couple of hours out of the oven. So you want them to be doughy in the centre, but crisp and snappy on the outside, which I love. The caster sugar breaks down really quickly. Some people like granulated sugar because you can almost feel the mouthfeel of the granules of sugar. My preference is caster sugar and brown sugar. They're the two.
Would the granulated sugar make a crispier cookie?
A little bit. Yeah. And you can almost see the crispy around the edges. And that around the edges in particular is where it's evident. The other thing is you just need to, when you're doing that creaming, so that's your butter and your sugar that goes together. I use Irish butter, salted butter, real butter. Spreadable butter of any description does not work. It has to be real butter. But what's interesting is I tend to use about 3/4 butter and 1/4 margarine, the hard block of margarine. Now, it's not essential, but you can see if we do a little tap, the crispness that's around the edges of those cookies, that's what the margarine brings. It brings a little bit of that snap, that crispness to them, okay, which is really nice.
Yeah, I like that. Some people like them to be real soft and squidgy, but I kind of like a little bit of it.
A little bit of a snap. Yeah. Yep. And that goes back as well to the cooking time. So these will bake in a fan oven, 180 degrees Celsius, for about, I'm loosely saying now, 12 to 15 minutes, maybe 13 to 16 minutes. And that goes to personal preference. If you like them a bit more squidgy in the middle, take them out slightly underdone.
Okay.
If you leave them, they get a little bit more crisp.
So what ones are these?
So these are chocolate chip cookies, the absolute chocolate chips, and I've popped a couple of Rolos in on top as well because I love the...
You got it!
I know. I love the little caramelly squidge of the little Rolo. It's lovely. So when I'm doing chocolate chips, I love to use 70% cocoa. And I don't use chocolate chips. I actually buy a bar of dark chocolate and just snap it, chop it up. So you get all the irregular bits. You get the big chunks, you get the little bits. Then you know all the little crumbly little bits, the little grate that goes into the mixture. I love that. And then, like I said, what I do is I take them out at about 11 minutes and pop the Rolos in just for the last couple of minutes. So they go kind of melty and squidgy. I do love a little bit of Cadbury's chocolate as well, like just proper dairy milk. But I would never put that in at the start because it kind of tends to burn a little bit. So again, take them out at that 11 minutes and just pop it in on top, as well as having the dark chocolate throughout. Do you want to have a taste while we're talking? Because I'm doing a lot of talking about cookies and I feel like you really need to taste one. And I'm going to tell you about some of the other little bits that go into it.
Oh, I'm having a bit. Amy, do you want a bit? God, she's here filming.
The vanilla. Vanilla essence, vanilla extract, vanilla bean pod, vanilla bean paste, all work. But the vanilla with the chocolate, and then my other secret ingredient is the sea salt. So I put actual Irish sea salt in, so not table salt, sea salt, and then a little sprinkle on top if you like. I didn't put too much on top because I wasn't sure how you'd be with, but that salty chocolate combination,
oh, I love
it
that.
Does something great for our brain. Like, it's really, really lovely.
These are off the scale. Do you know, excuse me for talking with my mouth full, but we have no much time. The difference in the taste of these and with the shop bought cookie is you can really taste the difference.
Yeah, you can. And look, I think that's what it goes back to. It's proper real ingredients. And there's not a whole long list. Flour, sugar, eggs, butter, salt, vanilla, chocolate. Like, that's it. But it's Irish sugar, it's Irish flour, it's Irish butter. There's no preservatives, there's no potassiums, you know, there's none of these other kind of additives and preservatives that have to go in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how we probably need to, like, you know, we talk about behaviour and eating behaviour, and I do so much of that work. Rather than having a cheap packet of ultra processed cookies in the cupboard, which everybody does at home, and it's not the end of the world, but they're so handy to grab. Oh sure, I'll have one at 11 o'clock, I'll have another one at 7 o'clock. Actually, when you consciously go to the effort of making something, you savour them and you can go, oh my god, that was just such a real treat. They are, they're treaty, but they're really, really delicious.
How do you not eat them all as soon as they come out of the oven?
I have children who will do that for me. That's the joy of that. They were heading off to camps this morning and the cookies were like, it was like they're almost hot out of the oven, they're ready. And look, and they know that. They're a treat and they're really, really lovely. The other thing, I suppose, is the flour in them. So the flour is plain flour. But what's interesting is if you have a little bit of bread flour or strong flour, they give them a slightly more kind of chewy texture, which is really, really nice as well, as opposed to that kind of crisp snap. And I am making these cookies, actually. I have a couple of events coming up. Can I tell you about those?
Of course you can.
So we have the Tullamore show, which is coming up this weekend, and I'm there with Odlums, and these Rollo cookies are going to be one of the ones that we're going to have as little samples for everybody who comes
you
to the
lucky
tent.
Lucky people.
I know. So if you're coming up, they're going to be lovely. I'm also going to do a beautiful French style galette, which is like a French fruit tart using all of our lovely Irish berries, which is lovely. And then we're going to do these gorgeous kind of bran muffins, kind of breakfast muffins, which are lovely. And then on Saturday I am at Restival in Mount Congreve, so I'm doing a lovely talk there at 1 p.m. on Saturday and it is all about modern food for wellness. So we're looking at how we can get in a little few of these normal superfoods. I think superfoods have kind of been expressed as being this big thing and they're not adaptable and how do we access them. It's about normal food that we have in our cupboard that can actually be looked at as a superfood. We're going to look at how these blue zones all over the world live to be 100 and what they do in terms of their lifestyle, their wellness, their food, their eating habits. So really, really interesting chat at 1 o'clock, and I'm hopefully going to be there in the morning to do a couple of yoga sessions and stuff like that as well, which I can't wait for. And then on the 25th of August we have the Dualla show, which is outside Cashel in Tipperary. Massive big show up there. And I'm going to be doing loads of cookery demonstrations there as well. So there's loads of free events coming up. So people are always like, where are you? Where can we meet you? So there's loads of great ones coming up over the next couple of weeks.
And you have your Instagram account as well, don't you?
Instagram as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop this recipe, the full recipe, up as soon as we're finished. So that will be on Instagram. So it's Aisling Larkin on Instagram. So head there and you'll get the recipe. And then if you haven't signed up for my newsletter on the website, there's loads of lovely recipes that go out every week. So again, aislinglarkin.ie.
Fabulous, and we'll have them on our website as
well. happy people in studio. I love seeing those
like
faces.
Two children sitting here going, we
but
got
they're
cookies.
Just don't they? They kind of stop you in their tracks. They're just that good. Yeah, in the salt with the chocolate.
You know what's interesting as well? Normally, I could eat a packet of biscuits.
Yeah,
I couldn't eat all of them.
No.
Now I know they're huge, but if they were huge and they were shop bought, I would be able to eat all of them.
That's it.
I'm a professional.
Yeah,
but I couldn't eat all of them.
No,
you're satisfied with the one that you have.
Absolutely. I love that.
Absolutely delicious. Absolutely delicious. Well done, you. And thank you very much for coming in.
You're
it was a bit
so
of a schlep
welcome.
For you to come in, but thank you very much.
My pleasure.
That is Aisling Larkin there.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Barry Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerstremor.ie.